Well, good morning, BCC. How are you this morning? Good, good. Pastor told me to cut the message short. I'm like, wow, those announcements were long. So how are you this morning? Good. Boy, we had a phenomenal weekend so far, so this is just the tail end getting ready for Monday, right? Tomorrow people are like, man, it's Monday. You'll be like, yeah, but I was at church yesterday, so I'm ready. Right? Yesterday, I thank all of our team that made Man Up a success. We had over 40 volunteers that made it happen. The presence of God was there from beginning to end. It was amazing. It completely drained me, which is good, because when you put everything out, that means people are receiving. It was a great day, though. BCC does so much, not only here, but in our community. And that's you guys. You guys are BCC. You're Believers Community Church, so it's awesome to see these, the holy hens going out and doing things in the community, the men coming together, the women doing the women's retreat at the end of May. I mean, it's just a great thing to be a part of a living, breathing body of Christ. That's what we are. We don't just meet on Sundays and sit here and some of us do, but hey, so this morning, I want to talk to you guys about something. I want to help you to understand something today. How you can hear from God. You know, one of the most important things in our walk with Christ is learning to hear the voice of truth. Learning that God still speaks to us today. So a while back, somebody came to me and they confused me. Have you ever been confused by another believer? Yes, happens all the time. So they confused me. They told me that God doesn't speak anymore. They told me that when God finished the Bible, that this was it. This is the way He'll speak to us from here on out till Jesus comes back. That He doesn't speak to us anymore. So after I got done crying, and after I got done saying, God isn't going to talk to me anymore? What? This sucks. I want God to speak to me. So after I got done with all that, I did what any believer should do when they hear something that contradicts what they believe. They should dig into the Word of God. So I dug into the Word of God, and I started looking from the very beginning of the Bible. When you go back to Genesis, God began to speak to His people. And He didn't just say, hello, it's me, God. He began to have conversations with the creation that He loves. God loves us so much that He wants an intimate relationship with us where we talk to Him, He talks to us, we hear His voice, He hears our voice, and that's what God wants from us. So I hope that through what I have to say today, I can help you understand better how you can hear God's voice. How many in this room, and I'll say it like this, BCC is a safe place. It's a place where we can always be honest and real about everything we talk about in this building as a family together. We just know each other personally. We're just real with each other, okay? So how many people in this room have never heard God's voice? Never heard God's voice. Okay, the rest of you are lying. There's no way everyone in this room has heard God's voice. It's not possible. Did you know lying's bad, right? Okay, let me talk about sin for just a second. But sometimes you know why we don't raise our hand? Because we're scared that somebody's going to judge us, right? Well, those of you that didn't raise your hand and haven't heard God's voice, I want you to listen the most. Those of you that raised your hand, thank you. I want you today to understand the importance of that voice of truth. To understand the importance of our shepherd's voice that leads us into the pen, calls us by name, tells us that He loves us, tells us that we're special, tells us that we've been created in His image, tells us not to be afraid, tells us that, you know what? The end result is going to be okay. He talks to us. And we've got to come to a place in our life where we realize that. You know, so many times in life, hearing about Jesus, hearing that, you know, we have this intimate personal relationship with Him, right? So what's the difference in a believer and a non-believer? A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I have a personal relationship with Gene, right? So I have this relationship with Gene, but yet we don't talk. How far from true is that? In any personal relationship we have with anybody, we communicate. You talk to me and I talk to you. But sometimes, see, the things of the world, and especially my own mind, I might confuse somebody else. My voice is pretty distinct. People can hear me across Walmart. It's sad. I'll be in Walmart and I'm talking and they're like, oh, I knew that was you. I was on aisle 6. You're on aisle 19. I could hear you. That's why pastor says pick the microphone up. It doesn't work for me. You know what I mean? I got to put it where it's comfortable, but my voice is my voice. His voice is his voice. We've got to learn to distinguish the difference. My voice leads me astray. My voice leads me to things I shouldn't do, leads me to places I shouldn't be, tells me I'm not who he says I am. My voice still speaks lies. So does yours. My wife, whom I love very much, who spends time with Jesus, isn't always the voice that needs to direct me. He is the Lord of my life. He is the throne of my heart. It's his voice that has to direct me. See, when we're, and I'm going to use this intertwined with my message yesterday, and today we're going to talk about all of it together. See, a fan is an enthusiastic admirer of Christ. They're there for the good times. They're in praise and worship. Do it again. They're jumping up and down. They're singing. They got Jesus stickers on the back of their car. How's it going? Blessed and highly favored. No, really, how's it going? I'm blessed and highly favored. Dude, you ain't got a car. You're homeless. Whatever. Thanks for speaking positive, but your life sucks. It's okay to be honest. You know that, right? God, my life sucks right now. I need some help. God, it is not going good right now. I need some help. Yes, speak the word of truth. Speak positive. Yeah, okay. Sometimes you got to speak real. Sometimes you got to be real so he can be real. But see, these other voices, these other voices tell us lies. You are special. You are worth it. He created you in his image. And his image is perfect. He loves you just like you are. How many times have you ever heard him say that? You know what he told me one time? He told me I was his child. And he was my father. Wow, that changed everything in my entire life when he said that to me. Everything changed. So those of us that have not heard his voice, I want to help you to see how you can today. I want to help you to see how you can. Psalms 95:7 says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture." So I looked up sheep, what sheep are. Sheep hold themselves aloof, that's a big word for me, aloof from the world. They're gentle. They know their shepherd's voice. They listen to their shepherd. They're obedient to their shepherd. So in a pen, there's lots of different flocks of sheep. But when that flock's shepherd walks up to the gate and starts calling his sheep, they know him and the other ones stay there. See, that's the way it should be in our life with Jesus because he's our shepherd. And there's other voices calling my name, but I'm going to use a few words this morning you might have never heard. That other voice is full of crap. That other voice is a lie. But see, when I'm in the gate, when I'm in the good pasture, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture. He's got good pasture for us. The grass is green. I hate mowing, but the grass is green. It's green. The flock under his care. He's a God who cares for us. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Today, that's my prayer for you, is that you hear his voice. Sometimes his voice might sound like my voice. Sometimes his voice might sound like pastor's voice. Guarantee sometimes it sounds like Ashley's. But sometimes his voice sounds different to, his voice will sound different to you than it does to me. You know why? Because he knows how to speak to each of us individually. Because he knows, sometimes, you know, let's just say that you say Jason and call me out, right? I'm not going to hear you. To me, his, hello. See, that could have been God's voice saying, Jason, shut up. Don't say that. For me, I'm a high-strung person. That's my personality. If you don't know that by now, obviously you don't know me. I'm a very high-strung person. So for me, his voice has to be a still, small voice like it was for Elijah. He's got to calm me down. He's got to slow me down with a calmness in his voice. He says, Jason, you're my son. I love you. For some of you, you're so calm, it needs to be a thunder. And that's the reality of it. Like for Moses, he spoke in a burning bush. If he spoke to me in a burning bush, I would pee my pants and run the other way. Because the bush is on fire, but it ain't burning. I'm like, I thought Satan was from hell with fire. I'm out of here. So I'm going to run. But see, it's an individual voice because we're an individual person with a personable God. He's a personable God who knows us. So it's an individual voice. So one of the best ways that we can get to know his voice is to be still and know that he's God. To just stop. just listen, to be silent, to not worry about this, to not worry about that, to just be still. Isn't that hard to do sometimes, though? Because, you know, you have a list, you have a task every day, or I do. I have a list of things, an agenda for the day that I have to get done. Especially in the morning, first thing. Just stop. There's a story I want to share with you just a little bit about this guy. He was talking to another preacher, and he came to the preacher and he said, you know, I've never heard God's voice. See, he was open and honest, first of all, because when we become honest with God, we get real with God, God will become real to us. So he got real with this guy, and he said, I've never heard God's voice. And the preacher told him just to get quiet, just to stop the chaos of life sometimes and just stop. So the guy went and bought a rocking chair. And he'd sit in his rocking chair every day on the back porch by himself, sit on the back porch, and he'd just look out and enjoy the view, and he would talk to God. How many of us in this room talk to God? Finally, some hands went up. First round, I was like, uh-oh, I asked the wrong question. So we talk to God. But do we listen? Do we listen from God? God doesn't just speak to his people. He speaks with his people. So this guy got this rocking chair, and he sits in the rocking chair every day, and he just gets quiet. And he starts to talk not to God, but to start to talk with God. And when you talk with God, that means you're expecting a response. So he begins to talk with God, and God rearranges this dude's life, man. This guy had a career. He was a very successful person in advertising, a very successful person. And God told him to quit his job. He had enough retirement to live, to quit his job and to get involved at the church. And he didn't just quit it, you know, okay. But told him to quit his job, get involved with the church, and to help this church to grow and stuff. And so the guy did, and he got really involved, and the church grew, and the guy funded himself and had, you know, means to do all this and all this. And so then he's in the chair, and he goes to the pastor. He goes back to the pastor, and he says, hey, God has told me to go over to somewhere else and to help them plant a church. So he goes over there, and he plants the church, and God called him to go back into his line of work again, to go back to work, and God keeps directing him in life. Does God direct you in life, or was it just that one time when you raised your hand and went to the altar and supposedly got born again, but I've never heard the voice of God? Is that the only time you've ever heard it? Because see, in this personal relationship, we should hear it. So this guy goes on about his life, you know, and God directs him out of this rocking chair many times. And you would think it would be great, but the guy ended up getting cancer. And he sits in this rocking chair. And he cries out to God for a healing. And ultimately, he got a complete healing because he went to be with Jesus. But see, God's voice doesn't always lead us down the path of least resistance. It doesn't. God's will isn't comfortable for my life all the time. It isn't always comfortable for me to be up here speaking at all, usually, ever. Especially like earlier today when I had a meltdown in my brain. But you know what it's not about is his will. Yes, his will is good, pleasing, and perfect for his will. And in the end result, yes. But to get from here to there, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be resistance. That doesn't mean it's not God's will. That means with the power of Christ, we have to learn to persevere and push through to reach the end result. Because my only part in hearing the word of God is obedience. That's what I have to do, is be obedient to his voice. That's my part, man. Obedience, period. The end result's up to him. See, I can't have anything to do with that. I just have to be obedient. So there's certain things in your life God has asked you to do, and you've said, heck no. I don't want to sacrifice. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. What if God were to tell you to give up the business that you've built and to move forward and to do this for the church or to do that for his kingdom, and you're like, but it's going to change my whole lifestyle. It's not about my lifestyle anymore. It's about obedience to his voice. If you haven't heard his voice, you're missing one of the most precious things in your Christian walk. I'm a very blessed person. Anything he's done for me has never exceeded what he has said to me. I'll never forget one of the first times that God began to speak to me. You know, before I even got saved, there was a voice inside of me that said after I got off drugs, I would help people. Before I ever committed to Christ. I'll never forget when God spoke to me and told me to start a business. I'll never forget when God spoke to me and told me to help someone. I'll never forget when God speaks to me. I can take you back to the places I was standing when He speaks to me. He's done a lot for me, but the things He said to me have had the biggest impacts in my life. The things He said to me have had the biggest impacts in your life. Because when He speaks to me, it's on purpose and for a purpose. That purpose is not for me usually. He speaks to me that, yes, praise God for that voice. But it's to be a blessing. It's to help somebody else. Because see, God's all about people. So that voice of truth, if He's telling me, yeah, go do this, go do that, it's going to bless you. Is that really His? There's a blessing in the process, yes. But is that really His voice that's directing me for selfish motives? No, because it's against God's character. Is God really going to tell you to marry an unbeliever? No, because it's against His word. It's against His character. Is God really going to tell you that your boss isn't paying you fair to add a few hours to your time card? No, because it's against His character. He is truth. He is love. He is honest. There's nothing that He would tell us ever that would contradict anything He has written for us. Ever. Ever. But if we don't know Him well enough to know that voice, we're going to believe the lies. We're going to believe the lies. Don't believe the lies. Get to know Jesus. Sometimes I dare you do this. Just stop. Oh, I'm old and fat. Hold on. And just sit down. And just get still. And just get quiet. Get a rocking chair. I like rocking chairs. In your vehicle. I love K-Love. Love it. I don't have other stations set in my vehicle except the Message, K-Love, and the Air One. That's it. But sometimes, you know, I even have to turn that off to just listen to His voice. Sometimes I need to stop all of the noise so I can hear that voice. Because the enemy's going to come against me, and he's going to tell me lies. He's going to say, Jason, there is no way you can get on that stage and preach. There's no way. You don't even know what you're going to talk about. I sure don't. That's okay, because he does. Because see, here's the cool thing about God nowadays, right? If you're a born-again believer, he isn't sitting beside me. Jesus ain't taking the wheel. Jesus is living inside of me. And when he lives inside of me, that voice comes from the inside out. It does. It comes from the inside out. I love, though, that God can speak in any way he sees fit so you can hear him. He can speak in any way he needs to so you can hear him. It might need to be burning bush. It might need to be through the ears of the fire. Because God knows you. He knows what you're going to hear. So he's going to speak to you direct and personal. You believe that this morning? Okay. Why haven't you heard his voice? Heard that voice. Some people can tell you, spoke to the Lord 97 times a day. You I was you to do something, those people working right. You thought directing you over here. Better rule. I know that he admits that Monday that's not so. God's told him to quit that and start something else. God told you to marry so and so. So marry so and so, right? Because, you know, God hooked us up, man. It's the one. But now all of a sudden, God's saying just to get a divorce because it ain't going your way. Because they won't put their socks in the hamper. God doesn't change his mind. Divorce is not in God's character, by the way. Neither is abuse, neither is anger. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, God told me to whoop my kids. Are they in here? They might need one today. But he said to do it out of instruction and not out of anger too, didn't he? Is what he said. Because it doesn't go against what he says. It doesn't go against what he says. I love Matthew 17, 4 and 5. See, this is where Jesus gets baptized there or something like that. I don't remember all of it, but that's okay. So God's, yeah, we'll just run with it. God speaks from heaven. And he says, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. So why would God always tell us throughout the Bible to listen if he doesn't speak? Why would he tell us that? You know, there's a lot of theology out there that's wrong. So I got another little story. I love to share stories. So see, they said when God finished this book, he was done talking to us, right? So let's say you're in the hospital. And I come by to see you, and I bring you a book I wrote, bring you a letter, and I drop it off and throw it on your table. and I just leave. And I just walk off. What a great friend. What a personal relationship. But then say, another friend comes by. They bring you a book. It's a good book. They bring you a book and they bring the book to you. They sit it on your nightstand there at the hospital, and then they sit down beside you and they talk to you about the book they wrote for you. And they share with you what this means, because I don't quite understand it. I don't quite understand some of these things. So they sit down and explain it to me. Which kind of friend do you want? You want the friend that's going to sit down with you and explain the book. That's the kind of friend you got in Jesus. The kind of friend that's going to sit down with you and explain to you what he wrote to us. Because he loves us so much, he didn't abandon us as orphans. He didn't. He gave us a gift. The Holy Spirit, who teach us all things and bring to our remembrance all things he has said to us. So as he speaks to us, it might not always register right now. Sometimes it does. But it'll come about when I need it. It'll come about as I need it. See, because the world throws things at us all the time. Like, what about all this, and sometimes it's a simple little voice, a simple little conviction. So what about all these movies we watch? Oh, my. It had a good plot. Yeah, right after it said GD 556 times. See, God speaks to us in simple ways so that our life can be better. What about Facebook all the time? What about social media? And it's okay if you got it. I mean, you're not going to hell because you got Facebook, just if you're on there more than an hour a day. So, you know, yesterday we did the Man Up conference, and we talked about a fan or a follower. So we talked about certain things in our life that distract us from the voice of truth, from the Word of God. So one of the things that distracts us is our phone. That's a reality, right? Okay, that's a reality. So I challenged people yesterday to maybe lay their phone on the altar. There was a phone on the altar and they didn't come back to get it. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even take the app off your phone. They brought the whole phone. So then people brought cigarettes, people brought tobacco, people brought lust, people brought pride, people brought fear, and they laid it on the altar and they left it there. Because see, there's so many things that keep me from hearing the voice of God. One of the things is pride in a man's life, period. I got this. I can do this. He said, you're not meant to do it alone, Jason. That's why you have the family of God. That's why we have each other, because we're not meant to do it alone. And I love when you go through the Bible and look at the... In the Old Testament, there were over 12 different people individually God spoke to. So when you go back and you start looking at each one of these accounts, and then you bust off in the New Testament and see where he's talking to Saul on the road to Damascus and stuff. Man, these are conversations. This is where he says, hey, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So see, here's what happened. God asks him a question. And then he responds. And then God asks another question. Is God talking to you? Are you talking to God and waiting for the response? You wonder why it just didn't work at that last job? Because when you asked God if you could take the job, you didn't wait for the response. See, God knows if that's a bad environment. God knows if that business is going to shut down in 2 years. God knows what's going to happen. So what we've got to learn to do is to trust him. We've got to learn to lean on him. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. We've got to learn to lean on Christ. We've got to learn to listen. We've got to learn to wait. Listening is so hard for me because I'm a natural talker. Got any other mouths in here? Yes, honesty goes a long way. But you know, for us, it's harder to listen because we naturally talk. We do. And then some people that are so quiet, they're not talking out loud. They're talking up here all the time. Some just thinkers, man, they're just going crazy. So they don't hear the voice of truth because up here they're always rationalizing and I mean, just going through it, man. So it's hard. We got to learn to be still. Doesn't mean that necessarily all the time that I stop moving physically. I can't just take the next week off to listen for God from work. But it means I be still in the inside. Does that mean I'm talking too much? The lights are flashing. Done. You never know. You never know. You never know. So it's got to be a conversation with God. So I want you to think about your prayer life for a second, okay? Think about your prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, think of why you don't have one. My prayer life is weak a lot. It is. I'm an honest kind of person. My prayer life is, I'm very thankful to God, absolutely. But I'm very thankful, and then I just usually go into my motions. You know, I appreciate everything, and he knows that, but I don't always ask for, you know, the details like I should and converse with him like I should. I'll ask him, and then I'm doing it before I give him time to answer. Wonder why things don't always work. If God tells you to do something, it will succeed. It will. I want to read something to you. It wasn't in my notes, so it might take me a second to get there, but you got about 13 minutes left, so we're good. I called them. They're going to keep the buffet warm today for you. You good with that? Cool. We're in Psalms 1. 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. When we're chewing on the word of God and we're thinking and we're spending time with God in conversation, whatever they do prospers. You know why? Because when my desires line up with the divine, it succeeds. When my desires line up with the divine, I can't be beat. But if I'm not hearing the divine, how are my desires going to start lining up with him? If it's a one-way conversation with my wife, that sucks. See, but I have a personal relationship with her. I have a personal relationship with my children, which means not only do I speak to them, but I listen to them. So you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, right? But you've never heard the voice of God. And it's hard sometimes. Some of us, the biggest problem is not my wife. The biggest problem is not me. It's me. I am my biggest problem. I am my biggest distraction. I know this. I know this without a doubt. So I want to share a story about one of my daughters this morning. Is she in the room? Good, perfect. She's not here. Means I can elaborate on her story. So see, one of the things about God is God directs us for his desires, right? He speaks on purpose for a purpose. So one of my daughters was standing outside one of the strip malls or whatever here in Batesville, a store. God spoke to her and told her to go give this lady some money. My daughter's 14 years old. She don't have no money. So she turns to her friend and says, "You got any money?" Why? Because God told me to take it to that lady and give it to her. Okay. So she gives her $3. First of all, it's, "God, did you really tell me to give this lady $3? Okay, you sure?" But it's not about how much. It's about being obedient. Obedience is the blessing. So she walks up to the lady and says, "Here." And the lady said, "Why did you just give me this $3? And she said, "God," and walked away. Yeah. I can't control the end result. Maybe that lady just needed to hear that God loved her that day. And that God knew she was here. And that God knew. It wasn't about even the financial part. It's about the obedience to that voice. Whether God tells you to give a dollar, $5 million, most of the time he's going to tell us to give his love, is what he's going to tell us most of the time. Most. Few people have the gift of giving financially. Few. The ones that do, you'll never know it, because they don't let one hand know what the other one's doing. So most of the ones that do, you don't know. But he always tells us to give his love. So, those of you that say you've heard the voice of truth, when's the last time he directed you to be a blessing, to go share his word with somebody? Because see, you hear his voice, right? How many of you in here have heard God's voice? Awesome. So what he whispers in our ear, we're to proclaim from rooftops. So how many people have you led back to him? How many people have you brought to the cross and brought them to the one that speaks to you? How many people have you actually said, "God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you"? What is he saying to you? Is he saying things that further the kingdom or things that further you? Because he speaks things to further his kingdom. He speaks on purpose, for a purpose. That purpose is for his glorification, not for mine. It's not about me getting a big wallet and a big head and a big car. It's about adding people to the kingdom. That's what God's about. So when he speaks to you, I want you to listen, okay? I want you to learn to discern his voice. In closing, I've got a verse for you. It's Revelation 3:20. What does that mean to you? Somebody knocking on the door? So when somebody knocks on the door, what does it do? It gets my attention to hear their voice, right? Who is it? It's always followed by that usually, unless you're scared and tweaking and you just don't say nothing. Shh, somebody's knocking. Here's the thing about God though. When you never know. When God knocks on the door, immediately he follows with his voice. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." It's about a relationship. When you sit down to eat with people at the table, that used to be the place of gathering where you had the most important conversations of the day. You sat at the kitchen table together as a family and talked about life. And that's what Jesus wants to do with you today. Can we get our prayer team to come up, please? That's what Jesus wants to do with you today. See, because right now he's knocked at the door, and today his voice probably sounds a little bit like mine. But today as he knocks at the door, here comes the part that you need to do. You need to be obedient to that voice and open the door and let him in. And then he wants to spend day-to-day time with you, dining with you and you with him. See, I like to eat about 3 times or 6 times a day. Jesus wants to sit with you every time you sit down to relax and enjoy a meal. Because he's food that you won't be hungry anymore. That thirst inside of you will be quenched. That hole inside of you will be filled. That love that you've longed for your entire life, that you've went to all the wrong places for, will be satisfied. That addiction you've tried to battle will be removed. That lust that's in your mind will be gone. That heartache for a loved one can be mended. Because when you sit at the table and dine with Jesus, he meets all of your needs, not just bread and water. He's the king that satisfies. So today, he's knocking on your heart. But it's up to you to be obedient and open the door and let him in. That's what these people are here for. They're here to help you be obedient and let him in. And let's get to our feet. So during this worship song, I want you to respond to what he said to you today and be obedient and let him in. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you today that your word has went forth. We thank you, Lord God, that as we open the door, you come in. You satisfy, Lord God. We know that it's your goodness that draws us to repentance, Lord. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.